Graham is with us. Graham in the London area. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Hi, Dalton.
Hello.
We've worked back-to-back in studios many times.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, really.
I used to work regularly on the Tony Livesey show, and you're all preparing in the next studio. We've very strange hats on sometimes, I may say.
Yeah, of course, I love my hats. Everybody knows that. I love my hats. You can't wear it with the headphones on, unfortunately. Not
well, you made an effort while you're rehearsing before you went on.
So. Good old Tony
Hold on,
as well.
You rehearsed on? When did that ever happen?
Well, it was playing at it in the other studio. Let's put it that way. Exactly. But he's actually jigging around to music more than most.
Exactly. Don't worry. Mark is just jealous, mate, because of the great hats that I've got.
Yeah,
he's
we
just
know.
Jealous.
I can't wear hats. It's true, I can't wear hats.
The good thing is I always get told I've got a great face for radio, so I mean, it's the same principle for yourself, isn't it, Don?
Yeah, I suppose so. No, it is. Same, yeah. My missus says that I've got a great face, period. But, you know, yeah, but you're right.
And of course, you're in Tottenham, aren't you, just down the road from me?
Am I?
You live in Tottenham, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm in Enfield.
Oh, right, just up the road.
I was there for the Enfield, because we had the Enfield riots the day after you had them in Tottenham.
But they went from Tottenham to Edmonton, and then they went to Enfield. You're absolutely right, it was two days.
Well, Edmonton's in the borough of Enfield.
Yeah, more or less. By the way, Hannah knows Enfield really well, don't you, Hannah?
I do. I know Enfield. I'm there all the time. My really good friend Michelle is living there.
Here's something you may not know, Hannah, did you know that Enfield Town is the first place anywhere in the world, well, you call it an ATM cash machine, we call it a cash machine, you call it an ATM. Enfield Town was the first place anywhere in the world to have a cash machine.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
I think there was also, the other thing I know about Enfield Town is, wasn't there a really famous, scary movie about demon possession that was
set
there,
just
right?
Around the corner from me. The old Cherry Pickers were there filming both of those. That's quite literally about two streets away from me.
I'm not trying to be funny. The only thing I can think of about Enfield Town off the top of my head is the only place within the boundaries of London that you can still afford to buy a flat.
That's a few years ago, Dalton.
Oh, that was a few years ago. I've missed the boat on that one.
Coming up now with Meridian Water development and so on and so forth.
I do love Enfield.
I'll tell you a few other facts about Enfield if you like.
Yeah, tell me.
Enfield is the place where the colour television was invented.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's now the Morrison supermarket on the A10. It was Ferguson's that invented the colour television. They used to have a colour water pool.
I think we're just making stuff up now.
No, I'm not. It's also where the domestic gas meter was invented by Siemens.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're happy about that.
A famous motorcycle and a famous rifle came from the Royal Enfield motorcycle and the Lee Enfield rifle from the Royal Small Arms.
Of course, I did know that. Royal Enfield rifles.
And of course, we have the new river running through Enfield, which was built to take water to London 150 years ago.
Yeah, it's a canal. It's not a river. It's a canal.
Well, that's right. It's called the new river, but it is a canal, yeah.
It is, yeah. And it goes all the way, it winds its way through Tottenham and Haringey and all of this sort of stuff.
I think it's important to point out at this stage, by the way, lovers of Enfield. Which clearly we are now members of.
Hannah,
this won't mean anything to you, Hannah, but it's a fact well worth pointing out to people, is that the person who famously opened that very first cash machine was Mr. Reg Varney.
From On the Buses.
Well,
correct.
Shall I tell you another anecdotal story?
I was going to tell you one about On the Buses,
on
but
the
you got better
day,
ones. Yeah, go on.
The second person on the opening day to draw the money out of the till was the wife of the chairman of Barclays Bank, because the Visa card was the first card, because it was Barclays Bank where the cash till was. And she couldn't remember the six numbers that were on the card, the first
six.
Card.
Wow.
So that's why they've reduced it to four.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you for that. That's all I'm saying. Well,
that's all yours, Mark.
So let's
I know
talk
everything about
Enfield
right now.
You've got lots of anecdotes to share with your friend there. But let's talk about the tune, though. Which is the tune that you're going for, though, Graham?
A Fool Am I by Cilla Black.
Okay.
Fool am I, just a poor little fool am I.
Perfect, Graham. Perfect.
You sang it for us and everything. That's
this
great.
Time, your story had better be good. Or I may leave you like I know I should. You say you've missed me while I've been away. Where'd you go and who with? That's what I'd like to know. You have the nerve to run up like you do. You deserve all the love
see why Graham couldn't resist singing that.
It's one of those, isn't it?
But it's also, what a serious lyric. This ain't a joke, wow. Mate. This ain't fantasy. This is proper. It happened, didn't it? That's what I mean.
That sounds like one of those songs that probably started life in Italy or France, one of those big European songs that we, you know, that with the translated lyrics.
Like a fado or something like that, like a fado from Portugal.
Was it My Way Began Life Like That? Something like that. One of those kind of tunes.
But this sounds so, you know, you can see relationship. This time, your story better be good. Better be good. You know, I'm not having any of that. You know, foolish nonsense.
It's very dramatic, for sure.
It's that, sure.
And if it's not good, I might leave you, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I know I should. I should leave you. Everybody tells me I should leave you. If your story's no good, I'm going to leave you. I promise you, I'm going to leave you this time.
Before there was karaoke, there were people belting that song out down pubs, weren't there? That is for sure.
But you can't
probably.
You can't have that. You can't be playing that in the background on, you know, your night out with some other person that you've met and, you know, you want to sort of like be a fool for. It's the kind of tune that you have to save maybe on your own in a dark room.
That's true. That's true, yeah. Maybe you're right
about
that.
What a fool am I?
Or you drive crying and listening to the song.
I forgot that.
It's raining outside, the windscreen wipers are going and your eyes are going.
I must say, if I see...
Then you look over and realize somebody's looking at you while you're singing.
If I see one more man crying their eyes out whilst they're driving and listening to this song, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. Concentrate on the road.
Belling out Cilla Black.
Fair enough. If a lady is bawling out with tears, of course, I'm like a knight in shining armour and I will come to her rescue. But if I see one more fella crying their eyes out, listen to this song, I'm not having it, okay? I'm not having it. I'm going to toot my horn.
You want to avoid the high road in Enfield then, Dalton, as much as you possibly can.
I will do.
Because that's pretty much what they all do, I think, around there.
Oh, wait.
Enfield, that's what everybody does.
Exactly.
They're famous for it.
We've got another half an hour of this phone in. You've still got time to join us. 0808 5909693. And do remember to give the tune that you enjoy the most tonight your support. We'll come back and speak to Rob in Hull in a moment or two. But first, let's get the latest Five Live headlines. Here's David Harper.